guys do the best in this NBA postseason? Like, if you're going to have to choose a team besides, you know, if you're going to have to choose a team.
Who's going to win the finals?
Yeah.
Mister?
Well, I mean, I personally think that the Clippers have a good chance because, I mean, the Lakers have a better record and they're probably going to be seeded higher, but Kawhi is very clutch. He comes out in the playoffs, and if he makes the finals, he's got finals MVP twice in the finals, so if he gets there, I think they will definitely win.
So, here are my teams in each conference, and then I'll show you which one I think will win. I think in the West, I think the teams who have a chance are Lakers, Clippers, and Rockets. And I think it's in the Bucks. But who I think will win, I'd say it'll be the Lakers, because there's some urgency for LeBron, because he's really probably might be his last chance to get another ring, and I think there's urgency there, and that's why he's really trying to get Adam Silver to get the season back, because that's his last chance of getting another ring.
Yeah, and if him and AD don't win a title, then the Lakers won't win a title for a while. This year is their only chance for a while to win. So then he knows that AD is going to leave, and then they're just going to be an average team again.
But they're going to be good.
So
they're going to be good.
If LeBron doesn't get injured, they're going to be the number one team in the West, I think. What I'm thinking about the NBA Finals, I'm going to go with an underdog here, the Miami Heat. Because I'm thinking some star in the East could get injured. Like, I'm thinking maybe Giannis could get injured. Maybe it's a possibility because these players have not played in forever. So I'm going to go with the Heat and I'm going to go with the Lakers. Even though my opinion on the Lakers, when they're playing the game, they're kind of questionable sometimes. But I still go with LeBron and AD because, you know, LeBron needs the finals one here because that could possibly come over Jordan. And I think Lakers are going
to. So, wait, you think the Heat's going to make it to the finals?
I think so. I'm going off the underdog here.
Wait, so over the Bucks and the Raptors and the Celtics? All of them?
Yeah.
You think? Okay. I mean, I don't
just watch,
but
just watch.
I mean,
just watch.
I guess maybe the Raptors if they get lucky, but the Bucks just have too many threats.
Not really, actually.
You can't stop.
Yeah, but what if he gets injured? What if he gets injured?
What if Jimmy gets injured? What if Tyler gets
injured? Okay, they got other players.
Yeah,
they got Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, same. They got Chris Middleton.
Okay, but Bam is better than Chris this season. He is a lot better than Chris.
Compare them because they're completely different positions.
Oh, well, I still compare them. It's whoever is. See, Jimmy Butler was supposed to be the star of the Heat, but here comes Bam
Butler and Tyler Hero, who's a rookie. He's good, but he's a rookie. With a veteran Eric Bledsoe and 2-time All-Star Chris Middleton. I personally would rather have, I think that would be out Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero. And then the rest of the team, they got Brooke Lopez, they got Korver. You know,
Who are those people? Here.
Wait, who's on the Heat bench? I forgot.
Shut up. Okay. Anyway, no. So here comes Jimmy Butler. Everyone thought he could be the star of the Heat. But it wasn't just Jimmy Butler that was a star. We none in the pretty every game. And then we got Bam Adebayo. Okay, so if you have either three of those players, just one injury, you got two that are very reliable to carry a team. But if the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, if he gets injured, only Chris. That's it. That is it.
You also have to think about COVID, because
yes,
when you think about it, it's like there's a high. I mean, the virus is not open. There's not God, and if we get to the finals and let's say the Bucks get in the finals, and then Giannis gets the virus. I mean, what does the NBA do at that point? I mean, do you delay the season, or do you keep going without your star players?
Well, hey, guess what Adam Silver was saying? He said if some players aren't comfortable carrying on, you gotta keep the NBA in business here. But if either one of those three stars for Miami, he could get sick or injured, you still got two others. Chris would lead the Bucks if Giannis got injured, or if Chris got injured.
That's the thing. Chris Middleton has real potential. And he's been an all-star, even with Giannis.
Yeah, because Giannis is on his team. Giannis is on his team, so that also boosted Chris an all-star game.
Yeah, but that also, he's good in himself, but without Giannis, he would have a lot more opportunity to shoot the ball, drive, like mainly control the floor.
That's going to be Chris's team, though, not Giannis's, while Giannis is injured. And can Chris have his own team? That's the question. I don't think he can. I think he's the second man. He's like Scottie Pippen. I think he's the second man.
Can Jimmy Butler have his own team? No.
Exactly.
Jimmy Butler doesn't have his own team, but he's got two others. It's practically those three. It's their team.
If this is Bam's team, you're saying this is Bam's team, right?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's all three of them. It's their team. They're not leading.
If you're going to say that, I can say this is Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe's team.
Oh, come on. No.
Better than three.
No. No, the 3-on-3, if you're going to have a game, it would be Miami over the Bucks. Yeah, I have my opinion on it.
Who's their superstar? Who's their Giannis? They don't have anybody.
They don't have superstars.
We need
okay, quiet down. Okay. There's one person at a time here.
All right, Jeff.
So I was saying, who's their Giannis on the Heat? We need a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Forget I said the 3-on-3 thing, but this is if Giannis gets injured, who would take the East title? It would not be the Raptors or the Celtics.
Last year, he is beginning to be a great superstar. He has improved a lot this season, and he is amazing this season. And then they got young players like Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. They have a lot of threats.
Wait, but like you were saying, like you know how Jason Tatum, you're taking him for an example. He's young. Mm-hmm. But you're also talking about Zion too. Mm-hmm. Young players can't lead a team, can they? Can they be their own team?
I never said Zion can lead his own team to the playoffs or to the finals. Zion can lead
his own team. Zion is probably experienced, though.
Exactly. Yeah, Zion might be a better.
How many years has he been in the league? I mean,
it's maybe 6 months. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
But even if the Bucks, every single player on the Bucks gets injured, okay? Let's just say that. And the Raptors, they have more experience. They have experience in the past couple of years. The Celtics,
yeah, with Kawhi.
The Raptors have made the playoffs.
With DeMar DeRozan.
Okay, but the Celtics haven't had much experience without any of their players.
How are they doing?
Kyrie has been injured in the playoffs. And they've done good in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they didn't even go to the finals or anything like that. So I don't know how.
That's because,
okay.
They made it to
the top. Other competitors.
Yeah,
there's
but
still other competitors that they have problems with finding the finals. I can't see the Celtics going to the finals. Even the conference finals, I can't see them going.
How can you see the Heat going if the Celtics are
I can see the Heat going because they're three. Okay, you got Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
Okay. Kemba, but he hasn't been as good as when he was on the Hornets.
Gordon Hayward, I mean, they're just stacked.
No player on that team is great, but they're all good.
Okay. You could say that about the
Heat. You wouldn't be surprised.
The Heat have three good players, and the rest are just role players.
They're pretty good, too. You could say that about the Celtics, then, too,
They got Tyler Hero, who's not a superstar. He's good, but he's a rookie, too.
It's not Tyler Hero's team, though. He's on the team. It's not just the team, though.
Yeah, but I don't think you're understanding me.
I am. I'm listening to you.
If Jimmy Butler is good, he's not a superstar anymore. He was. He's not anymore. But he's good. Superstar. He's good. He's good. Tyler Hero. Kind of close to a superstar. He's just getting started, but he's good.
Chris Nunn?
He's a role player in the regular league. I mean, yeah, maybe in the G League he's a superstar, but.
I don't know, man.
And then
okay.
The starting five is good. And some of them are pretty good.
But when they make the finals, man, we're gonna have an episode and I'll prove you all wrong
If he makes finals, I will praise you, I will tell you I'm wrong. Okay?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Good showing, guys.
Yes.
Make sure to like and subscribe. Definitely.
Yeah, this is Landon.
That. Yeah.